Welcome to Your Weather on the COIN Podcast Network. May is Wildfire Awareness Month, and this podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. From getting to work and school, to getting outside and away from it all, weather impacts everything we do.
And a look at some stats over the summer season.
From Portland's most accurate forecast team.
A stretch of time where we're dry is kind of interesting.
With meteorologist Kelly Bairn.
And we're back.
And Joseph Dames.
I don't mind kale. It's not my favorite.
This is Your Weather.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is Monday, May 17th. I'm meteorologist Kelly Bairn, and we've got our weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning to everyone. Happy Monday, and we are halfway through the month, and it's my favorite week of May.
It's because it's your birthday week, right?
My birthday week. Yeah. Actually, no, I don't even really like celebrating my birthday that much, but we'll call it my favorite week.
Okay, well, what is your favorite type of cake?
My favorite type of cake? I actually just was made fun, like, this maybe a couple weekends ago. I think Liz and the team on the weekend made fun of me because my favorite type of cake is carrot cake, and they were saying that that was like, you know, that can't be. It can't be. It should be chocolate or something different. And so I think carrot cake is probably my favorite, or cheesecake, one of those two.
We'll split it right there. You know, I don't understand why people don't like carrot cake. I think a lot of folks think it may be kind of like a geriatric cake, you know, like okay, it's for the older generations, but well, I am a huge fan of carrot cake. It's like so moist, and do you like the cake that has like nuts in it too and a lot of cinnamon?
Yeah, definitely. I like that. I'll even do like, if you get real adventurous and throw like some raisins in it or something, like, oh, now it all makes sense that it could be. Okay, but like, honestly, yes, I don't mind it. I don't like, I get small nuts, you know, they have to be chopped up kind of, you know, kind of fine. And I love the frosting on it too. It's just like,
it's good.
It's just a good cake in my
opinion. Yeah, it's a cream cheese frosting. I don't think you can go wrong with carrot cake. I think anyone who has a problem with carrot cake should come face me. I will change their mind and bake them a cake.
Kelly's my brute.
I'm a fan of carrot cake, so yeah, eat that up for your birthday this week.
What about you?
Let's see. I really like cream cheese frosting, so actually carrot cake is a runner-up, but I also like red velvet cake. Like, it's got a nice cocoa, kind of like chocolate base-ish. I know it's red. I don't know why it's red, but it's also got cream cheese frosting, so a real dense
combo.
Red velvet.
Yeah,
real good. So good. So I mean, you were here over the weekend. How'd the weather shape up? It was warm out there.
It was a summer weekend again. I mean, most of our weekends have been warm and dry this month, and this one was the same. We hit 82 degrees, I believe, on Saturday, and then 83 on Sunday, right around that mark. Saturday might have been 81, but I think officially it finished at 82. Either way, a degree, whatever. But we broke 80s again, back-to-back days. And on Friday, we actually did as well. And so we had that ridge that moved in, and it warmed us right on up, and everybody was outside. It was a nice weekend. It was a nice weekend to be wherever you were going. It was a nice weekend. The coast was cloudy. Sorry, the coast was cloudy and cool all weekend. I think temperatures in the 50s, but everyone else broke 80.
Yeah.
The Dalles hit 90, by the way. The Dalles hit 90.
Oh, my goodness. Just a real summer taste this weekend. It was just fantastic. Before we get into the forecast and talk more about drought and wildfire danger, just want to kick off that wildfire season is here, and we all need to do our part to prevent wildfires. Cars, ATVs, and other motorized equipment are leading cause of wildfires, so follow these safety tips. Check to see if equipment use is restricted in your area. Use gas-powered equipment early in the day. Use a weed trimmer with a plastic line. Operate ATVs on established roads and trails, and park on developed surfaces. And make sure your ATVs and equipment have spark arrestors. You can learn more about preventing wildfires at keeporegongreen.org. Yeah, so I think as we move into the summer months, the weather gets better. A lot of folks who do that kind of recreation, or they have, you know, RVs and boats that they take out into drier areas that have lakes, this is really important stuff. To keep in mind, to avoid starting fires.
Yeah, and it's already very, very dry out there, so this is something that needs to be stressed. I mean, right now, we were running stories over the weekend of wildfires down in California. We've already had some small scares around here in Oregon, so now's the time to go over all those things, and we're just going to see more and more people out and about, so yes.
We are. Yeah, and a good resource for more information is keeporegongreen.org.
Yes, no doubt.
So, I mean, you were talking over the weekend that we haven't seen rain in 9 days now.
Yeah, we had measurable rain. So, you know, anything above a trace at that point. So we had to go back to May 7th. And I think we had five hundredths of an inch or something like that. We've only had above a trace of rain 2 days this month. So it's not saying much. And I think we had a couple days where we've had a trace. So some of those days, yeah, I mean, you may not have even seen rain that day, depending on your location. So yeah, we're getting there. We're getting to double digit days. I think maybe today we end that though.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, that's in the forecast. So a big change from the weekend. I mean, we saw summer-like weather. It was gorgeous out, but we start to decrease our highs and we see a chance for rain by this evening time. We'll be tracking a cold front that is ahead of this area of low pressure. Finally, this big area of low pressure, it's called troughing, that will start to roll into the Pacific Northwest and kind of sit over us. So this big trough of low pressure is here that brings in colder air, and we see our first weather system late this evening. So timing right now on rain in Portland looks to be closer to the late evening. I was seeing maybe around 9 to 10 p.m. where we see the most widespread showers or batch of showers arrives. And I think by the evening time, you may start to see some rain trickling in closer to the evening commute. But really that more heavy widespread shower probably arrives by 9 to 10.
Yeah, it's very interesting about this system as well. I mean, late last week, there wasn't a lot of signs that we would have a strong enough system move in tonight. It really didn't start picking up until maybe a little bit later on Saturday where weather models are showing it, because it was going to be weak and dissipating, and it was just maybe just going to shuttle in some clouds. And then by yesterday, it was like, no, this is going to hold together. We're going to get some rain moving through, and it's probably going to happen Monday night. And so it was really watching the evolution of this front over the weekend was really interesting, because it went from being too weak and not doing much to this is actually a really good chance for us to finally get some showers in here. And so, yeah, I saw that as well. I think that there's a possibility, like you said, that maybe we get some very light rain before that time frame, you know, that 9, 10, 11, you know, midnight time frame late at night. But I think the best opportunity is going to be at night when we actually get the front to move on in, and that will help develop a couple showers for us.
Yeah, and really good to see that, you know, even this amount of rain, models were showing anywhere from maybe 0.05 of an inch of rain to about 0.1 of an inch of rain. So not that much, but we'll take it, because 100% of our state is still in drought. And since last week, the Willamette Valley moved into extreme drought. And there are so many impacts as we move forward across the valley on how that affects us, and not just for, you know, wildfires, but also for agriculture and crops and recreation. So it's still a big deal, but good to see some rain here. I think what's interesting is that much of today stays dry. That rain arrives, you know, tonight, but Tuesday through Thursday still looks a bit unsettled. We could see a hit or miss shower here and there, and even a heavy downpour.
Right.
But even so, models weren't pointing to much significant rain with our weather pattern this week. So even though we may see some rainy moments, I think we'll see more dry time than most people are expecting to.
Yeah, I agree with you. I kept on saying that we're going to double our rain total for the month, but our rain total is only at 0.07 of an inch. So it's not going to take very much to double our rain total for the month. And that is likely for all of the locations. I mean, Astoria has about, well, I think they're at shy of 0.4 of an inch, and, you know, they may get a quarter of an inch or plus, so they may get close to doubling their total so far as well. But I'm just pleased that there's actually an opportunity for rain in the forecast, because that hasn't happened very much this month especially. We've had those, you know, last week it was like 70s all week, you know, and sunny. So for us to actually have the opportunity to see a hit or miss shower feels more like, you know, what the forecast should be for this time of the year.
Yeah, definitely spring-like. You know, we will get a taste of two seasons in the span of 1 week. So the weekend was our taste of summer. And this week we really enter more of a spring-like pattern. So by Tuesday, we'll still see some lingering showers. There's still some cold air, some moisture and some energy where it could rev up to enough in the afternoon when we warm up to get some heavier downpours here and there. I did see some drier moments, you know, Wednesday morning, also at times on Thursday and Friday, where we may see just a light shower, but still some excellent time to get things done outside and be outside under dry conditions. So this, the lingering showers that work on through don't seem to be all that soggy, you know, of a weather pattern as we head into our week.
Yeah, it's not soaking, but it is going to be at least a little wet.
Yeah.
And I think today, you know, do you think today is probably the wettest or cloudiest day as well? I mean, it seems like we have some opportunities for sun breaks maybe Wednesday. Like you mentioned, the dry time. We have some dry time and some sun breaks. But today it's pretty cloudy, so it might be one of the cloudier days this week, I'm thinking.
I would agree. I think we'll see a mix of sun breaks paired with those showers that roll in as we head our way into the week here. So very spring-like weather and still not a bad week to get outside, even though we see some cooler changes with our temperatures in the low 60s. Also, now's a great time to take a break. We'll be back and talk about the weekend.
Hi, this is Jeff Giannola from Coin6 News, and I'd like to invite you to watch Coin6 News at 10 on Portland CW. It's our award-winning newscast, 1 hour earlier at 10 o'clock. A full hour of the stories that are important to you and your family from the news team that's watching out for you. Plus, Portland's most accurate forecast certified by WeatherRate from Chief Meteorologist Natasha Stenbach. See why more people are switching to Coin6 News at 10 on Portland CW. Watching out for you.
The Coin6 weather team has the most accurate forecast in town, certified by WeatherRate. Coin6 Weather, watching out for you.
And welcome back. We've got, you know, a pretty nice weekend shaping up. I was seeing the rain kind of diminishing and some warmer temperatures setting back up here across the region.
Yeah, behind this trough, I think we have another high pressure move on. And it doesn't seem like it's going to be as warm as what we had going on this last weekend, but temperatures in the 70s, as you mentioned, but it's going to be a nice weekend. I think a perfect weekend again. Be outdoors. I mean, most of the weekends this month in May have been dry and have been sunny, and I think this one is going to be no different.
Yeah, and our average highs at this point in May are at about 70 degrees. So that was the forecast, 70, low 70s come the weekend. I did see a slight chance for showers on Sunday, but I still think in general the weekend still shapes up nicely. Enough outdoor time, at least on Saturday. And we'll watch those trends as we move into the weekend here. But really just tracking rain this week, Monday night, late in the evening, and then some unsettled showers still mixed with sunshine through much of this week. I think the biggest change this week will be much cooler highs as we drop towards the low 60s.
Yeah, we have a graphic that's a 24-hour temp change graphic, and anytime there's a significant, you know, air mass shift, it makes it look real dramatic because it'll be like cooler, 15, 20 degrees, and it's all blue and purple. I think today is going to be one of those days where the 24-hour temp change graphic could be used because yesterday, you know, in the afternoon, we were in the 80s, and today it's going to be like 65, 66. So expect a good 20 degree drop from yesterday's high to today's high.
Oh boy. Yeah, that'll be noticeable. So enjoy this week. You know, we'll see some off and on rain showers. Some could still be heavy. So do pay attention to the forecast. We'll kind of time out some of the rainiest moments this week on Coin. This morning, also all over online too. Before we head out, I also want to talk about some exciting news here in the podcast world. We have a second weather podcast coming out, and Joseph, you're going to focus on the weekends, right?
Yeah, so we have our podcast here that we typically record on Mondays, so we want to spruce up the forecast as we get close to the weekend, because we know that the weekend is very important to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're going to start doing a weekend podcast as well to kind of focus on you know, what the conditions are going to be for the weekend. We'll probably break it down into maybe some of the zones if you want to do some, you know, travel along, you know, through Oregon and Washington, and we could get you an up-to-date weekend forecast. We'll have some fun as well. We always have a bit of fun. So we are going to start that, I believe, this week, possibly.
This week? Yes, that is right. So you'll see your outdoor-focused podcast, Your Weather Weekend, The Outlook. That comes out this week on Wednesday night through the weekend. So tune into that. We'll have some fun information on there. And I feel as the outdoor correspondent, I'll get to do some, you know, pinpoint forecasting for different sports if you like to go kayak or rafting or even skiing. So we can talk about all that stuff for your weekend outlook. And again, that launches this week.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. And you can find that podcast in the same exact place that you find this podcast.
That's right. So enjoy the week. Through Tuesday, we'll see some showers, but I still think plenty of dry times will be had this week as well. And we'll catch you next week.
The COIN Podcast Network is your home for on-demand coverage of local news, sports, weather, and entertainment you won't find anywhere else. You can always find us on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. May is Wildfire Awareness Month, and this podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green.
Vandalism, violence, and homelessness are spiraling out of control.
The city of roses is now the city of trash and filth.
The Portland that I see now is not the Portland that used to be.
City leaders and a shrinking police force seem overwhelmed.
The fact of the matter is we are underpoliced in the city of Portland.
COIN 6 is taking a hard look at how one of America's most desirable cities fell so fast.
And what it will take to recover.
Is Portland over? A COIN 6 special series, all this week at 6.